Hare Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namasreshtam Manamapi Sachi Putram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dasya Grajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Rapto Yashya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Dhamnatosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avataro Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatirnakalo Samarpaitam Anuchvala Rasam Swabhati Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratu Vasachinandanaha. Nistarita Sesha Janam Dayalum Premam Ritabdo Parimagna Chittam Chaitanya Chandradritam Architam Dham Advaita Chandram Siddhasanamami Vanchakobadurubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I beg apology from all the Vaishnavas. We're sitting in front of so many senior devotees, Fakir Mohan Prabhu. I've heard from so many times. And Dhanadhar Maharaj and other devotees, please forgive us. We're just trying to do some service on their instruction. So today is a very auspicious day. Today is the appearance day of Advaita Acharya. And we'd like to try to say a few words about the mysterious identity of Advaita Acharya. And what is the relevance of Advaita Acharya for all of us? We'll just speak for just a few minutes. My Guru Maharaj, he used to say often that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had both a Bahiranga Karan, an external cause for his appearance, and an Antaranga Karan, an internal reason. His internal reason were three: Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidriso, etc. He came to taste Radharani's love. His external reason for coming was two. One was to distribute Premanam, Prem Sankirtan, to give Braj Prem to the holy name. And the second external reason was to answer the call of Advaita Acharya. Now, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has an internal and an external reason for coming, and if we want to understand that, we have to understand those reasons, we have to understand his identity. So similarly, Advaita Acharya also has an internal and an external reason for his appearance. And understand that properly, we should understand properly his identity. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Mahavishnu Jagat Karta Mayaya Yasrijatyadaha Tasyavatara Evayam Advaita Charja Ishvaraha. It's described there that Advaita Charya, he's the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose purpose is to create the cosmic world. It also describes there, Braje abesha rupadvad vyuho yopi sadashivaha sa eva dvaita goswami chaitanya bina vigraha. That Advaita Acharya is Lord Sadashiva, who formerly appeared, who appeared in Mahaprabhu's pastimes of Advaita Acharya, and is non different from the Lord himself. So at this point, a question may arise in our mind that if we say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the. Can we have a harmonium? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. He's Krishna come to taste the love of Radha. Then the question is, how do we understand that it's Lord Mahavishnu and Sadashiva who are calling the Lord? A year or so ago, we had the good fortune to come in contact with a rare book, which is called Advaita Mangal. And it was written by a devotee named Hari Charandas. Very nice book. The Siddhanta is very similar to Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in there, Hari Charan describes a conversation between Advaita Acharya and his uncle Vijay Puri. And how Advaita Acharya was speaking to him the purport of the Naparyeham Niravadyasam Yujam verse of the 10th canto. How Krishna had told the gopis, I'm in debt to you. I can't repay my debt. So Vijay Puri then, he requested Advaita Acharya to speak some other Siddhantas to him. And Advaita Acharya said a very interesting thing. Prabhu kahe, je kahe la shuna manadiya, shri Krishna balila tina bhakta janiya. You should understand that Krishna has three types of devotees, and he explains them. You can chant Hare Krishna responsibly. Purnatam braje Krishna pare karpurnatam Purnatara matur purnadwara prabhuvahe Hare Krishna. Is a purnatama braje Krishna. That in Braj, Krishna is most complete. You may know, a little philosophical point, Krishna in Dwarka is described by our acharyas as being purna, complete. But in Mathura, he's purnatara, he's more complete. And in Braj, he's purnatama. But here in this book, Advaita Acharya says a very interesting thing, that in Braj, Krishna is purnatama, and Parikara purnatama. His associates are also purnatama. They're also complete. But Sadashiva, is he complete? Is Mahavishnu complete? How is it that they're calling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's the combined form of Radha and Krishna? It's a very confidential thing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, some hint is given. Brajave Sharupadvad Vyuho Yopi Sadashiva. That same person, Sadashiva, who formerly was a Vaish incarnation in Braj Bhumi, he came as Advaita Acharya. So there's a very nice verse in another book about Advaita Acharya called Balya Sutra, which describes the hidden identity of Advaita Acharya. He's not just Sadashiva or Mahavishnu. In that sense, he's Harihara. He's a combined incarnation of both Krishna and Shiva. The Balya Sutra describes, Gopeshwaranadi Shivena Sardam Shriman Mahavishnu Ananta Viryaha Premna Militva Jagat Arti Hartum Labodara Kshira Nido Vivesha. That Lord Mahavishnu joined together not just with Sadashiva but with Gopishwar Mahadev. And they both appeared in the womb of Advaita Acharya's mother, and they appeared as Advaita Acharya. It's a very interesting thing. We wrote some magazine a few years ago about Gopeshwar Mahadev. And when we were doing our research, we found an interesting thing that every year, the different Mahants, the different temples, the major temples in Vrindavan, the Gopinath Mandir, Radharaman, and others, they have a special kirtan procession every year to Gopeshwar Mahadev. And they do that on the day of Advaitacharya's appearance. And that Gopeshwar Mahadev is considered, according to Brihad Bhagavatamrita, to be Harihara. He's both Lord Shiva and Krishna. So they come there to worship on the appearance day of Advaitacharya because that Gopeshwar Mahadev is non-different from Advaitacharya. That Gopeshwar Mahadev, he's the personality who grants entrance into Braj. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to give Braj Prem. So he's the personality who's called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I would suggest that this is an internal reason for the appearance of Srila Advaitacharya. We're just speaking something very quickly, you don't mind. But there's also an external purpose for the appearance of Advaitacharya, which is more relevant for all of us. And this is described in the Bhakti Ratnakar. It's described, well, first we should say in the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, there's a description given that on one occasion, Kuvera, he once went to Mount Kailash and he was doing kirtan. And he pleased Lord Shiva very much. And Shivji offered him a benediction. What do you want? And Kuvera said, I would like to have you as my son. Then I would be very, very happy. So Mahadev Shambhu, he said, Tatastu, so be it. And so that Kubera, he took birth as Kubera Pandit in West Bengal. And he was the son of Nrisimha Pandit. He was a very, very great devotee. Day and night, all that he was thinking of was Krishna's lotus feet. And he had a very saintly wife who was very devoted to him. Her name was Nabadevi. And on one occasion, they moved to the village known as Shantipur in West Bengal on the bank of the Ganga. And there he was always, with his wife, they were always absorbed in speaking about Krishna. And then one day, a very interesting thing happened. Kuvera Pandit and his wife, they overheard someone criticizing a Vaishnav. They became so disturbed by that, they decided we should commit suicide. Because it's such a serious thing to hear a criticism of a Vaishnav. We don't think very seriously about it today because so many people are doing this thing. If you go on the internet, everywhere they're criticizing Vaishnavas. We may think it's a common thing. But Kubera and Nabadevi, they showed us how serious it is just to hear criticism of a Vaishnava. They decided, we'll commit suicide. So, that night, they had a dream. And in a dream, they saw a very, very effulgent, handsome person. Very beautiful person who was very golden. And that golden person was grasping the hand of another effulgent person. And that very beautiful person was telling the other person, Kalihata jivere duka nivarite Shikra avatina tumi au prithivite Hare Krishna. Told them, Shikra avatina, you very quickly go to the earth and you relieve this couple, this Kuvera Pandit and his wife, of their anxiety. Tumi akashile ami rahite naribe agrajira saha shigra prakataha eva Hare Krishna. He said, Tumi akashile, you'll attract me, you'll bring me to this earth planet. He said that accompanied by my elder brother, I'll be manifest there in that place. And then when that second person heard this in the dream, he became very ecstatic. Then in the dream, Kubera Pandit saw a very effulgent person at an auspicious moment entering into the womb of Nabadevi, Kubera Pandit's wife. And when Kubera saw this, he became ecstatic. And he woke up from his dream and he started jumping up and down. Hariwa, Hariwa, Hariwa. What a dream I've had. So wonderful a thing. Kubera, he told his wife that manifesting a form of a guru, the Supreme Lord, is very soon going to be manifest in this world. And from that day, Nabadevi became pregnant with Srila Advaita Acharya. So, what is the function of Lord Sadashiva? What is the function of Mahadev? He's a very, very mysterious person. Very difficult person to understand. In the Padma Purana, it's described that Krishna once called for Lord Shiva. Krishna told him, there's some problem in the world today. Shivji said, what's the problem? The problem is, so many people, they're performing bhakti. But they're not qualified, they're demons. Because the demons, they'd heard about the glories of bhakti. Lord Shiva said, this is a problem? Yes, it's a problem. Because if the demons are doing bhakti, then bhakti will become, people will criticize bhakti, they won't have proper respect for it. So I want you to do a service for me. Lord Shiva said, yes, my Lord, what is it? I want you to preach atheism. You go as a kind of a kapata sannyasi, cheating sannyasi. You cheat them. You carry a skull in one hand. You smear ashes all over your body. And you go and you preach some atheism in the guise of theism. And Mahadev said, yes, my Lord. This is the nature of Shivji. He always serves the Lord in a very mysterious way. And he came as Shankaracharya. And he preached Mayavadam Asachchastram Prachanam Bodham Uchate. He preached Buddhist philosophy. He preached to defeat the Buddhists, but in a covered kind of way, he preached atheism to defeat Buddhism. So that same Shankaracharya has again come as Advaitacharya, and he has a similar mission to protect bhakti. And in particular, to protect the devotees. He came when Kuvera and Nabadevi were thinking to commit suicide because they had heard Vaishnava Aparad. So he has an internal reason for coming and an external reason for coming. His internal reason is as Gopeshwar Mahadev to bring the combined form of Radha and Krishna. And his external reason is to protect bhakti and to protect the bhaktas, to stop Vaishnava Aparad. It's also described later on in the fifth chapter of the Bhakti Ratnakar. There it's said that once there was a worthless Brahmin in Mathura who had the habit of always criticizing Vaishnavas. He was a big pundit, a very, very proud man. And one day he happened to criticize the Vaishnavas in front of Advaitacharya. When Advaitacharya heard that, his lip started quivering in rage and his eyes became red. And he said, listen, wicked man, today you'll not be freed from me. And then Advaitacharya manifested a Chaturbhuj Murti, a four-arm form. And he said, today I'm going to cut off your head with my Sudarshan Chakra. And that Brahmin, he kind of came to his senses a little bit, and he started shaking in fear. And that Brahmin very nicely told the Lord then, Karaye Koreya Kahaye Bara Bara Yeyochita Danda Prabhu Kara Amara Hare Krishna. Told him, I'm an aparadi. Now you punish me as you see fit. This is a very important point. If we want to become free from Vaishnava Aparad, we should admit to that and accept punishment from the Lord and punishment from the devotees. He told Advaitacharya, to Sangha Prayukta Mora Buri Nasa Hoila Najani Krishnava Tattva Aparada Kale Hare Krishna. He said, my Lord, because of bad association, I lost my good intelligence. Na jani Vaishnava tattva. I didn't understand the glories of the Vaishnavas. I didn't understand their position. Tainu aparadha jata sankyanaita mohena pasande prabhu paraho udhar Hare Krishna. He said, I've committed great sins. I'm an aparadhi. Now you please deliver me. Koroho udharan. And Advaitacharya, he told him, first you should admit your guilt. And he told him then, sarva tyaga kori koro nama sankirtan krana pana kori santa shiva vaishnavere Hare Krishna. Sarva tyaga kori, give up all your pleasures, and koro nama sankirtan, just do nam sankirtan, and with all your heart and soul, serve the Vaishnavas. Sada sabadhana habe Vaishnavera dware, bhakti yange yajanete niyuka haive, Hare Krishna. Sada sabadena have Vaishnavera dwari. Be careful. Always be careful when you're dealing with the Vaishnavas. And engage yourself. Bhakti yanga yajanite niyukta habe. Always engage in performing the different angas of bhakti. And then he told him, and don't tell anyone what you saw here today. Don't speak about this forearm form that you saw. And then Advaitacharya, he left for Tirthayatra. And that Brahman, he followed Advaitacharya's instructions. He went door to door with straw in his teeth. Why do you put straw in your teeth? Why do we always say this? Dante Trinidori Gora, Daki Hey Tomar. Daki Hey Tomar, I'm calling out the name of Gauranga with straw in my teeth. How can you call out anything with straw in your teeth? It has a purport. It means it's not with your lips, it's with your heart. And when you have straw in your teeth, it means you don't defend yourself. When someone comes and chastises you, you don't say anything. Oh, well, the reason why I did it was like, it wasn't my fault, this other person. You just accept your punishment. So that Brahmin went door to door with straw in his teeth and cried to everyone there in Mathura. And seeing that he was very sincere, all the Vaishnavas in Mathura, they became satisfied and they wished him well when they saw that he was always doing Nam Sankirtan. The devotees there, they begin to wonder, what happened to him? He was such a aparadhi before and now he's become so gentle and sweet. And one man was there, he said, I know the reason. One day, just before he changed his behavior, one very effulgent Brahman came to Mathura. I think that that Brahman was the Lord in a human form. And most likely it was because of him that he changed his heart. I remember Fakir Mohan Prabhu, he spoke to us at length, maybe 2 years, about Vaishnava Aparad. Very chamatkar katha. And he told us so many nice things. He spoke to us about Lord Shiva and how Daksha committed offense to Lord Shiva. And then Daksha, he lost his head, literally. They cut off his head. They put the head of a goat on him. And then he cried. He went to Lord Shiva and he said, please forgive me. And Lord Shiva said, yes, no problem. He got the kshama, the forgiveness of Lord Shiva. But in his next life, he took birth again. This time in a Kshatriya family, not in a Brahmin family. And in that life, he and his wife gave birth to the 10,000 Hariyasvas. And Narad Muni came and preached to them. And they all joined the Hare Krishna movement. And Daksha became furious. And then again, they had children with his wife. This time, 1,000 children, the Savalasvas. And again, Narad Muni came and gave them a Bhagavad Gita or something. And they also became Hare Krishna devotees. And then Daksha became furious and he cursed Narad Muni. He did more Vaishnava aparad. So Jiva Goswami, Pakim Rambu is explaining to us from Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami explains that that Vaishnava aparad to Narad Muni was due to his Vaishnava aparad he committed to Lord Shiva. But wait a minute. He begged forgiveness from Lord Shiva. And he got the kshama, the forgiveness from Lord Shiva. But that's not enough. It's not enough to get the forgiveness. And Fakir Mumu gave us a very nice example. He said, you may borrow some money. I may go to Piri Mohan Prabhu. He's a very wealthy person. And I may borrow $10,000 from him. And he likes me, so he'll give me the money. And I tell him, I'll repay you in 1 month. But in 1 month, I go back and I say, Prabhuji, I'm very sorry, but I just don't have money. Please forgive me. He's very kind. He may forgive me. But he's not satisfied. He's not satisfied unless I give him the money. Right? So a Vaishnav may forgive us. We may get his shama. But it's not enough. We need to have the anugraha, the mercy of the Vaishnav. We need to please the Vaishnav. And therefore, Advaita Acharya told him, Sarva Tyagi Kori, you give up all your nonsense behavior. He told him, serve the Vaishnavas, Santoshiva Vaishnaveri, you please the Vaishnavas. But how do you do that? Koro Nama Sankirtan. Always do Nam Sankirtan. So this is Srila Advaita Acharya Prabhu. He's come to bring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to protect the devotees in this movement from Vaishnava aparad. He has an external reason for coming and an internal reason. His internal reason is to call the combined form of Radha and Krishna. And his external reason was to come to save Kuvera Pandit, who was crying because he heard Vaishnava aparad and he wanted to kill himself. So Lord Shiva, he protects the Ras Leela. And that Ras Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to become our heart. He wants our hearts to become the Rasa Stali. So the guardian of the Rasa Stali is Gopishwar Mahadev. If you want to enter into the Rasa Stali, you have to get his mercy. So if we want our hearts to become Vrindavan, we have to get the mercy of that Gopishwar Mahadev in the form of Advaita Acharya, who will protect us from Vaishnava aparad. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's told us, just do two things. Anandika hoy jay sakre Krishna bole sacha sacha muni tare urari bohele Hare Krishna. Just do two things and sacha sacha muni tare urari bohele. I'll deliver you. I'll give you Krishna prem. Anandika hoy jay. Don't criticize anyone. And chant Krishna's name. This is also what we get from Srila Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So on this day we can pray for his mercy, his blessings, that we can become free from Vaishnava aparad, and that we can have Radha and Krishna enter our heart in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Advaita Acharya ke, Sri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hare ke, Goprem Anande Hari Hari Bol.